Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, MI3.
KD9QGP, testing and listening. Anybody out there?
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
82 GFW Mobile. Acknowledging 82 GFW, KA8UGB.
KA8UGB, 82 GFW, good morning.
Good morning. Just, making my way around here, getting ready to head out of the office and hit the road. And I suppose you're on the road since you're mobile. Nobody sits in the... Well, I don't know. I suppose you could be in the garage. But anyway, your name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Al here. Yep, mobile in the car, heading to work. Getting the day started and, yeah. Looks like a nice day so far. So, can't complain.
Yeah, we're going to go out this morning and do some work in the, up in Stevensville and to see if I can't make some progress and, you know, get back here to the office and finish my day here. And I'll open up the windows and let the breeze flow through.
Yeah, it's, get to work done and then get home and keep cleaning up. We just got power back last night, so cleanup efforts will continue from Monday's storm probably through beginning of next week, but good to get out and have a good day to look forward to.
So did you sustain just minor damage?
I have three trees about 20 inches in diameter that snapped about halfway, so got the front of the yard cleaned up. Gotta hit the back next, but no damage to the house. Just a lot of trees to clean up.
All right, well that's I know we've had a lot happen as well. When that storm came through, we didn't really sustain any damage. However, one of our skylights leaked, so I've got to go up and find out. But where the water level rose high enough to actually get into the skylight. It wasn't major, but obviously any water getting from the outside of the roof to the inside always leaves room for question because you really can't see in there.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I've got a spot in the roof that keeps leaking as well. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how the water's getting in, but always something. It's definitely never-ending maintenance on a on a home, especially one that's getting up there in age. Not like some of the new construction. As good as bad. I feel like a lot of the new construction is made pretty poorly compared to older stuff, and then the older stuff has its own problems. So I think the one half dozen of the other, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I do know it's been a lot of years ago when the roof got put on, but the replacement skylight, although I might have had a different quality use, but they were installed better. So that, yeah. But still yet, eventually Mother Nature takes over. Well, listen, I've got to push away from the desk and go get in the car and head up to Stevensville. You drive careful out there. Good to meet you, by the way. I don't think we've ever spoken before. So we'll hopefully catch you on here again. This is KAQGBN New Buffalo.
Likewise, Tony. I've heard you on here once or twice, but like you said, I don't think we've caught you before. Have a good day. Travel safe. I'll talk to you soon. KA8UGB, KD2GFW Mobile.
KD9AJK.
KD9AJK, KD2GFW.
KE9AJK, can I get the call sign again, please?
Kilo Delta 2 Golf Sierra Whiskey, KD2GFW Al here.
KE9AJK, you got Cliff / Scott here in beautiful downtown Oswego, Illinois.
Oh, making a decent little trip over there. I'm probably closer to you than you are to the repeater. I'm over in Gary, Indiana right now. So if I start to get a little weak into the repeater, let me know. Kind of low here, but good morning.
Copy that. Good morning. The propagation has been really good the past 2 days. I just finished talking with Champagne. Repeater. I go down to Illinois Fire Service Institute a lot, and there's a gentleman down there I know, and we were just conversing on RF when we normally do it via Echo Link for the Grumpy Net on the infield repeater that's on this frequency. So, kind of fun playing the propagation game today. KE9AJK.
Yep, I noticed that as well on the N9IAA 146685 repeater here in Valparaiso. Some other repeater was opening that machine this morning, so definitely some good propagation going on. I'm actually getting this repeater significantly better than I usually do with the location I'm at. So always fun to play the propagation game.
Yes, it is. I figure I got another half hour or so before that bright burning disc in the sky messes with it. But, yeah, kind of enjoyable. So, how's your drive going so far?
Well, a little frustrating. I use the Indiana toll road sometimes on the way to work, and they're down to one lane doing construction, and it was stopped. And there's nothing I hate more than paying toll to be on a toll road that is completely stopped. In my opinion, if they're doing construction, they should reduce or eliminate the toll for that section of road for the period that they're doing construction to compensate for the inconvenience. I hate paying for traffic. So that's my rant for this morning. Aside from that, not much else to complain about.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. We would have to take the Indiana toll road to go see our daughter out in Pittsburgh when she was going to school out there. And, yeah, we didn't enjoy paying. And I don't enjoy paying the Illinois tollway fees either for sitting if they're doing construction. But right now most of the tollway is wide open, except for a little spot by the Eisenhower. But then there's also that 94 section in southern Indiana that just backfilled every single day.
for no reason. KE9AJK. Yep, I avoid 94 like the plague. I got off the toll road and I'm just taking back roads the rest of the way to work here. I despise 94. It always seems like a parking lot. But yeah, I have a sensitive spot to paying the dollar and 3 cents that the commute takes, and then sitting there staring at the bumper of the truck in front of me. So little rant for this morning, and aside from that, I'm chugging along no problem on the back road that I usually take home.
If we were to take a poll, I think your rant would be in the majority of people that have to commute. It makes no sense. And even though they say we're trying to make it better for you, they're really not, because they'll find something else to fix next construction season. KE9AJJ.
Yeah, at least for Illinois, it's all open road tolling. If you have the easy pass, you can keep sailing through. Indiana just sunk a bunch of money into their easy pass gate to put gates back in with a different operator in the last 2 years. I have no clue why in 2026 that they wouldn't be looking for open road tolling to eliminate these toll booth delays. But every other state seems to have figured out open road tolling. Illinois, Ohio, even southern Indiana, the toll road is going into Kentucky. Everyone's figured out open road tolling. I don't know why the Indiana toll road still has gates.
Yeah, the Illinois open road toll road is really nice. You just got to stay on top of your iPass account, make sure you're paying it, and it is enjoyable. Though I do miss being able to move the transponder from car to car. It's now a sticker, and you can't do that. So that's a bit of a pain. But, yeah, we're slightly ahead of Indiana on that.
Yeah, and if it misses, your sticker, it'll get the license plate and link the account back together. I have at least one car that's got a metallic laminated windshield, which it's about 75% of the time it does not read the easy pass. So I don't know. I don't mean to keep ranting, but I've got some gripes with the way Indiana handles it. I'd much rather have it linked to the plate to the transponder. It'll get one of the two, if not both.
Oh, yeah. That way, at least if the sticker fails or something fails, the license plate is the backup. And or can't see the license plate, the sticker is the backup. Makes sense. Illinois doesn't do it that way. Yeah, if they can't read the transponder, it won't look at the license plate and go, oh, yeah, this transponder and this license plate are connected, no problem. They'll still send you a nasty note.
Yeah, I got a nasty note one time going through New York on the George Washington Bridge. The toll booth, I forget what speed the toll booth was, and maybe I was in a little bit of a rush, and I think I blew through the toll booth doing maybe 50 miles an hour, and it was a 20 mile an hour, and I got a nasty note for speeding through the toll booth saying that if I exceeded the speed through a toll booth one more time, that my account would be suspended. So, haven't got that type of nasty letter where they're monitoring speed through the toll booth, but that's probably a New York, New Jersey nuance.
Yeah. Illinois used to be that way, too, until the open toll. And they will kind of get you, if you on the on-ramp or off-ramp, go too fast. But still, it's just another way. But I really can't complain about the Illinois toll road. They've gotten it better. There's going to be some more expansion, but overall, you can get north, south, east, and west pretty quickly. Expressways in the city are a whole other story. KE9AJK.
Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
Well, it was great catching you here this morning. I'm just pulling up to work. Got to shift gears and get to work, get the grind going, and then we'll be turning back around this afternoon. But have a good day. KE9AJK, KDTPOW, it's a pleasure meeting you. Taking a flip there. Pleasure meeting you, Cliff. Have fun with a couple more minutes or an hour of the band, and we'll catch you here hopefully soon again.
KD2GSW, KE9AJK. Hey, thanks for the quick QSO, and knowing that I can hit Indiana, good propagation. So, hey, 73, have a great day, and safe travels this evening. This is KE9AJK. I'm going to be clear and standing by. KE9AJK, KE9AJC. KE9AJC, KE9AJK. All right, you must have tested it the same day I did or something there. Yeah, I took the Will County Hammond a Day class, and I studied for my technician, took a test in the morning before the general class started, passed, and then I had passed the general. So, yep. Boy, I think it was March something of 2024.
Right around when I was. I think mine was April, early April 24, up in Cass County, Michigan, or Dowagiac, Michigan. I don't know if it was Cass County or not.
Yeah. So, hey. And how are you this fine morning? I am coming from Oswego, Illinois, extremely west of Michigan City. Thanks to propagation.
I'm sitting at my house in South Bend, Indiana. So, yep, I was on last night, and a couple of Chicago stations were coming in on Simplex last night. So I figured I'd listen around this morning and see who I heard. KE9, AJC, name here is Dustin.
KE9AJK. It will say Cliff, but I go by Scott. I was, again, on RF down to Champaign. Was it W9CU or K9CU? Champaign repeater. I teach down at the Fire Service Institute, and I hop on their repeater as I get into town, and I was able to converse with someone that I'm on the GrumpyNet on the Chicago 6-meter club's GrumpyNet. He normally comes in on Echo Link, so we were able to do a little RF QSO. KE9AJK.
Scott, yeah, I'm on W9LY repeater, and I think that one's just up, and I have to look and see where that one's at.
I have it as Michigan City. And I'd probably hit it on the way up to St. Joe, Michigan when we go up that way. But I'd probably also hit it when I come down to or go over to Calumet City, Illinois to teach.
Yeah, I get the beam headed that way anyway from still from last night. So I was just scanning and heard you jump in there, and I was like, well, that's an easy call to remember. KE9AJC.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to find someone that is really close to your call sign. And yeah, I'm a little late getting into the hobby. I retired 2 years ago next month, and someone else says, "Why don't you get into it?" So
I thought I'd try it and keeping me a little occupied.
I'm not retired yet, but I kind of got into it a little late, too. I was into radio and electronics in high school and 11 meter, and should have took my test way back when they first did the no code, but yeah, they had a, like you said, a crash course all in one day, study and test there at the police station in the tribal police station in Dowagiac. So I went up there and studied and tested and missed one question, and then next year, I should have tried to take my general then, but I waited. I waited a year and then took my general at a Peru Ham Fest in 25, so got the general in there and still studying a little bit for extra, but I'm not in a hurry to do that.
Yeah, I, like I said, I studied for the technician, passed that. I think I missed three or four. So sitting for the general wasn't too bad. And I'd like to get the extra just so I have it. And I'm looking at ham radio prep, but I just got to find the time to sit down and study for it. And I have a feeling that's going to probably happen over the winter. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm still learning. I've aimed to HF a little bit. Well, a lot. But being a retired firefighter, you got to play with it to get better at it. So that's what I'm doing. KE9AJK.
9AJK, KE9AJC. Yeah, I, after I got the general, I got a ICOM 7300 and put a Hustler 6B TV in my front yard. So I've been doing a decent amount of HF. But we have a decent amount of local traffic on 2-meter, most of the time anyway. Somewhere on the 2-meter bed you could find someone. So I still do quite a bit of that. Haven't done much 440, or there's a little bit of traffic here for 220. There's one local 220 repeater that does a lot of linked nets, so trying to keep 220 alive, I guess he is. Trying to do a little bit of everything in between. There's definitely a lot to do in ham radio. 3-9-AJC.
Yeah, so that's when I started off with a Bopang, listened. Then I purchased a Yaesu 7010 FTM 300, which I'm using right now. And I found Fusion and Wires X, quite enjoyed that. My HF is a FT891 with a 66-foot NFED wire antenna up in the attic space because I'm in an HOA. The 2-meter and 70-centimeter antenna is up there also. I have a 220 J-pole because we do have a pretty good 220 repeaters in the area. And so right now I'm just doing HF, 2-meter, 70-centimeter, 220, trying to build a POTA station. Haven't gotten into FT8 yet. That's going to happen, and start building my antennas. And you're right. There are so many different facets and things you can do with the hobby, and there's just not enough money and time to do it all. So I just got to pick and choose what I do, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the hobby. Gives me something to do in the mornings, and then I do other stuff throughout the day. And then when I'm teaching around the state, I'll be
bring a hotspot with a DMR radio and play radio and instead of just watching TV. So hopefully when I get that boda put together, I'll be able to do kind of poda-ish radio at the hotel. KE9AJK. KE9BBB.
Go ahead. I'm stationed at K9BBB. BBB.
KE9BBB. Better Business Bureau. Josh here on this end. Morning, gentlemen. I just listened, just turned over, heard a couple of you guys talking there for a few minutes. I just want to jump in. Say hello, Josh here in LaPorte. We're, a little south of LaPorte right now currently, but we're from here, from around here, so I'll turn it over back to you guys real quick.
KE9BBB, KE9AJK.
Go ahead. Yeah, nice. I just was flipping through it, turned on the HD here, and heard some people get a shout out there. And, yeah, like I just listened to, there is definitely plenty of stuff to do for ham radio. I've been 2 years now, I got my ticket 2 years ago, my test, and then, July, Christmas, that same year, I upgraded to general, and I'm now gonna eventually, maybe next month or so, start studying for extra. It's just been doing some POTA. Mainly do POTA with a QRP, with ICOM 705. It's mainly my portable rig. Don't really do much HF at home, just mainly portable work. And just getting into satellites with an aero antenna. Just started getting into that this last week, so been doing that. I'll turn it over to you. KE9BBB.
KE9BBB, KE9AJK. Yeah, this is past March. I completed my second year, and we were just saying there's a lot of stuff to do within ham radio, and can take up a lot of time. But yeah, I'm going to start doing studying for my extra after the first of the year. KE9AJK.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Like I said, it's, I'm not in super big hurry. But I'd like to get it somewhat still new in my head. Wait so long and then redo it and stuff, but like kind of forget what I've already learned, some of it. but we'll get there, and I want to get into CW also. That might be my winter project. For me, I do digital through a hotspot on HD, but that's about it. I don't do FPGA. Not really interested in that yet. I haven't really gathered my interest. I've watched my boys do it stuff, but so far not my interest yet. So. I'd like to do single sideband tuner, trying to get to that too. So more simplex work, stuff like that on 2 meters.
But you had your JK9BBB, K9HAC. You guys are both talking about doing POTA, and one of the antennas that I picked up last year that I'm currently using is a 17-foot telescopic whip that I got off one of the cheap Chinese sites. I think it's about $20 or so. But just as it is, it'll do from 20 meter to 6 meter, everything in between, and little coil that you can also get on it. You do I think at least 40 meter, and I'm not sure how much farther it'll go, but I think one of you said that you lived in an HOA as well, and it's kind of a quick temporary antenna that surprisingly works pretty well.
KE9AJK, do you recall the company?
Just got it off of TMU. It's a cheap one on there. I think Gigaparts and Ham Radio Outlet both sell the more expensive and higher durable version for like $80 or $100 or something like that, but I figured I'd take a chance on it for $20. I think Amazon probably has them, too.
KE9BBB. I got a couple whips. I got the Chameleon 25-foot stainless steel and then a cheap 17-foot whip. And I love them. They work great for photo. Copy. I'm looking at using a shark stick antenna, kind of making it, and going to try that also, but I'm looking at the TMU right now.
Yeah, I did pick up some, I think they were shark sticks, ham sticks or shark sticks. First antenna, HF antenna I made myself was a octopus antenna. It uses dipole. It uses two ham sticks for four bands on a base. MSJ used to make one, and there was one other company that made one, but currently, they are not making either of those, so I made myself one, and probably spent more than it would have cost if I could have bought it.
40 through 10 Henson halfway. What's it called? Pactena.
Okay.
Copy. All right, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to go because I'm starting to lose my propagation, I think. So, KE9AJT and KE9BBB. Hey, thanks for the Q-Show, and nice talking with folks that got in the hobby just about the time I did, and doing the same thing I'm doing. So, this is KE9AJK. I'm going to be clear, wishing you guys 73, and hope to catch you on down the line.
I'll tell you, I guess there's no way.
73 to both of you. I don't know if you heard me. I think I keyed with somebody at propagation. Sounds like it's starting to get into the repeater anyway. KE9AJC 73 to both of you.
Yeah, I'm hearing that now too. 73, nice talking to you. Hopefully we can talk down the line again. You have a good rest of the week. Weekend, 73 from KG9BBB.
And 2-1, by the way, there was a space center.
CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Got an IDLP mobile.
W9DLP, this is KV9DSK, just heading north.
Copy that.
I'm already not liking it. There's a one-lane thingy going on.
Where is that at?
Looks between 9th and 11th Street on Franklin.
Yeah, I can remember what it was. I went up to Allphase a month ago, and it was like that.
CMN Network, 220.
I sure don't like that two-way traffic on Franklin.
You're only going one way.
This is KD9BSK, just letting W9DLP know I'm out at the building.
Copy. A little static, it'd be 100% copy. Showing you out at the EMA office.
W9DRG, got your HTM there down? KC9DKX, report.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
Okay, I'm on my way back.
CMN Network, MI3.
W9DLP from KB9BSK, I'm on my way back, and you'll never guess what was in front of me in traffic. Must have been 007, it was an Aston Martin.
Well, that's cool. See, you're watching that with a mini excavator on YouTube. I was asleep when you called.
Yeah, I have to say this is the only time I've ever in real life seen an Aston Martin.
And if you want one for yourself, go to Great Deals on Wheels.
Okay.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
Hey,
WW9B. WW9B, November 8th, TH.
WW9B. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Just like the commercial. Loud and clear. Let me guess. You must have kicked an amplifier on or the beam's in the right way.
No, no amplifier. Just running 40 watts here. And I just played around with the beam a little bit back and forth to get the best signal I could.
Hang on, you were going along and all of a sudden your audio cut off. I saw the, maybe hang on a second, let me get the fan going here. All right, we would be doing, what, about 40 watts out of the 9,000 delta.
Okay, all right, did we come back up there or is it still down?
You're fine, you're doing good now.
All right, I'm going to go back to the other frequency there. We'll catch you over there. Delta, get W9B clear. Thanks for the use of the repeater.
Special LQ, WW9B, November 8, EAT. We will be QSY, something.
N9YOU.
Hey, Brian. Hey, I'll call you back after a while. I'm tied up for about, maybe 45 minutes if you'll be around. I'll give you a call.
Alrighty, that'll work. N9YOU. Whoever that was, you were real noisy in there, had no audio.
CMN Network.
From Chicago to South Bend, you're connected to Node 43591, Northwest Indiana's predominant 220 repeater. KC9YNM.
Node 6359 51. Transceive.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.